It is only through a change of consciousness that the world will be transformed. As we bring mind, body, psyche, and spirit into harmony and unity, so also will the world be changed. This is our responsibility as we create and explore new dimensions of being.
Welcome to New Dimensions. My name is Michael Toms, and today we're going to be talking with a man named Dhyan Yogi Madhusudan Das, affectionately known to his disciples as Guruji. Guruji was born in the village of Durgadeh, Bihar, India, more than 89 years ago. In his early childhood, he was concerned with finding meaning to the questions of life and death. At the age of 7, he left home to seek out holy men to help him in his spiritual search. During the course of that search, he has mastered many of the yogic arts, mantra yoga, yantra yoga, hatha yoga, raja yoga, and yanana yoga. He's also adept with the yogic philosophies and the sacred scriptures. In 1976, Guruji came to the United States, and we're going to be finding out about his mission and his purpose and the relevance of someone from the East to the West at this time. Stay with us. We'll be here for the next hour.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 my Lord, I call you by a thousand names to span the sea of time. Listen, people, hear him calling, makes no difference if you call him by name. I know it's all the same.
I'd also want to introduce Deepak Patak, who will act as a translator for Guruji. I guess the best way to begin, Guruji, is to ask you the question, what brought you to the United States, and what is your purpose in being here now at this time?
I puchish ke tamaro America ma avano karan su che ne tamaro ahiya su kaam no dhyey che tamaro.
Hindustan ma 1972 ma ani thi America thi vishik sadhu ko maharashtra ma મારી મુલાકાત લેવા માટે દર્શન કરવા માટે આવ્યા હતા અને એનો એ લોકોને બહુ આનંદ આવ્યો અને એ લોકોએ મને સૂચના આપી કે તમે જો આવી રીતે અમેરિકામાં આવો અને તારા લોકોને આ ધ્યાનનો ઉપદેશ તમે આપો અને લાભ આપો તો બહુ સારી વાત છે. એ લોકોએ મને આમંત્રણ આપ્યું અને બીજો કારણ એ મેં તો કોઈ 7 વર્ષ પહેલાં મેં મારું શરીર છોડી દીધેલું. એ વખતે 1 કલાક સુધી હું એ સ્થિતિમાં હતો અને એ વખતે ભગવાન રામના દરબારમાં હું ગયો. ત્યાંથી રામે મને કહ્યું કે તું જલ્દી પાછો જા, કારણ કે ઘણા સાધકો તારી રાહ જોઈ રહ્યા છે, જેવા તાર સામે બધા બેસી રહ્યા છે. એટલે તરત હું પાછો આવીને જીવતો થયો અને એક લાખ બાદ અને પછીથી અમેરિકા આવવાના માટે આના 170 મને આમંત્રણ મોકલ્યો અને એમાં હું આવ્યો.
In 1972, a group of about 20 Americans visited Guruji at his ashram in India, and after spending 10 days with Guruji, they recommended that if Guruji could come to the United States, it would be of great value for many Americans who were seeking guidance on the spiritual path. And so ever since that time, Guruji has been interested in coming to this country to help the people here. Besides that, about 7 years ago, Guruji had the experience of leaving his body, and he was with Lord Rama in the court of Lord Rama for about an hour. And at that time he saw many faces, and Lord Rama said, "These are the disciples who are waiting for you." And many of those faces, he now recognizes them here to be in the United States. And so he feels that he is sent by God to help many people here who needed his help.
Guruji, I'm wondering about the relevance of your teachings, Hindu philosophy, Vedantic philosophy, to our times and to a Western culture. And I'm wondering if you can comment on why you feel those teachings are important and how they can be applied in a time of great challenge as we face throughout the world, but especially here in the West.
તમારી સંસ્કૃતિ છે, તમારું જે બધું જ્ઞાન છે વેદાંત વગેરેનું, એ બધું અહીંની પશ્ચિમની સંસ્કૃતિમાં અને હમણાં ખાસ કરીને હમણાં અઘરા સમયમાં એ બધું કેવી રીતે અહીંના લોકોને ઉપયોગમાં આવી શકે, એ કેવી રીતે કામમાં લઈ શકે, ને એનો અહીંના જીવન અહીંના સમાજ સાથે એનો શું સંબંધ છે, એ વિશે તમારે શું કહેવાનું છે?
મારો જે વિષય છે એ એક પ્રકારનું સાયન્સ છે, અધ્યાત્મ જ્ઞાનનો. એમાં કોઈ ધર્મનો સંબંધ છે નહીં, ધર્મ બધા ધર્મ એક જ છે, આત્મા બધાને એક જ છે. મારા ધ્યાન માર્ગથી જ્યારે કુંડલની જાગૃત થાય ત્યારે આત્મા કોણ છે, પોતે કોણ છે એને ભાન આવે, અને દરેક સંસારમાં દરેક જીવાત્મા એક જ ઈશ્વરને બનાવેલા છે અને ઈશ્વર બધાને માલિક છે. સમાન ભાવના ઉત્પન્ન થાય તો દરેક પ્રકારના ઝઘડાઓ મટી જાય અને મનની શાંતિ થાય, અને એ દરેક દેશમાં દરેક ધર્મમાં અત્યારે એની જરૂર છે. અત્યારે દુનિયા એવા પ્રકારના સ્થિતિ જઈ રહી છે કે ક્યારે ભડકો ઉઠે અને એકબીજા હેરાન થઈ જાય, લડી મરે. એવા સમયમાં આ વસ્તુ કે દરેક મહાત્મા સમાન છે એવું જો ભાન કરવામાં આવે તો દરેકને મનની શાંતિ થાય અને ઝઘડાઓ મટી જાય. એ પૂર્વમાં હોય કે પશ્ચિમમાં હોય, દરેક ઠેકાણે મનની શાંતિની દરેક જરૂર છે, અને એટલા માટે આ ધ્યાન યોગ એ પ્રકારનું ઉત્તમ એનું સાધન છે.
Guruji says that his teaching is a science, the science of the soul, and by his technique, when the dormant energy, the Kundalini Shakti, is awakened within a person, then a person can ultimately go to realize that all beings are one, that the soul is universal. And if that can be achieved all throughout the world, then there will be peace and brotherhood and harmony. At present, we are passing through such times that we don't know tomorrow what will happen. We are just at each other's throats trying to destroy ourselves. And if such, by such sciences as the science of meditation, the science of yoga, if a lot of people get involved in it and begin to realize their true identities and begin to understand that all men are same, that the soul is universal, then there will be peace and equality all over the world. Meditation is universal. It has nothing to do with the Eastern culture or the Western culture. And it is only a science through this by which we can realize that we are all the children of the same God.
Christ said in the Bible, do to others as you would have others do to you. This is the golden rule of life. તો જ્યાં સુધી આત્મજ્ઞાન પોતા ન થાય, પોતાના આત્માને દર્શન ન કરી શકે, ત્યાં સુધી આ ભાવ એ આવે નહીં. ખાલી વાંચવાથી, સાંભળવાથી અને જોવાથી એ ભાવ ઉત્પન્ન થાય, પણ ધ્યાનથી હૃદયના ઊંડાણમાં ઉતરે અને આત્મજ્ઞાન થાય કે પોતે કોણ છે, જ્યારે સમજે તો એને એમ ખબર છે કે આખા સંસારમાં જીવ માત્ર એક જ છે, એ અંદરથી અનુભવ થાય છે, પછી અમલમાં મૂકી શકે. ખાલી વાંચવાથી આ ગોલ્ડન રૂલ કાંઈ કામ કરી શકતી નથી.
He is talking about the golden rule of Christ, as he said, that do to others as you would do to yourselves. And meditation, hence, is a subject of experience. We cannot learn by reading from books or by talking or discussing about it, but one has to sit and meditate and ultimately develop the feeling, develop the realization that we are all equal and that the soul is universal.
ભગવાન ગીતામાં કહ્યું, બહુનામ જન્મનામંતે જ્ઞાનમાં પ્રપદ્યતે વાસુદેવમ સર્વમિતિ સ્વમહાત્મા સુદુર્લભ. અનેક જન્મના વારંવાર સાધના કરવાથી, ધ્યાન કરવાથી એવી સ્થિતિ પ્રાપ્ત થાય છે, એક દરેકમાં ઈશ્વર રહેલો છે એ ભાવના ઉત્પન્ન થાય છે, ત્યારે આ જે વસ્તુ બતાવેલી એ અમલ મૂકી શકાય છે.
In the Gita, Lord Krishna has said that it is after several lifetimes of austerities, after several lifetimes of practicing meditation, that one finally reaches the stage when he sees God in every being, that all men are equal. And only after he has achieved this state that he can put it into use, he can put it into practice.
In this society, there's a great deal of misunderstanding about meditation because there have been many, many teachers that have brought meditation techniques here. And perhaps you can clear up some of the misunderstanding that exists about meditation and share some of your own. You've mentioned a few things of what meditation is, but many people have a confusion about it. That people think that, well, one has to go to the mountaintop or there's a certain way to meditate, that kind of thing. So perhaps, Guruji, you can shed some light on the process of meditation, what it's about.
એ કે અહીંયા પશ્ચિમના દેશમાં અનેક જુદા જુદા ગુરુઓ આવી ગયા છે ને જુદી જુદી રીતો પદ્ધતિ શીખવાડી ગયા છે ને શીખવાડે છે, એટલે અહીંના લોકોને બરાબર જ્ઞાન નથી ને ઘણી ગેરસમજ થાય છે. તો એ ગેરસમજ તમે થોડી દૂર કરો કે ધ્યાન શું છે, એનું એની રીત શું છે, કે ઘણાને એમ કે પહાડની પહાડમાં જઈને બેસી જવું પડે એવી બધી માન્યતાઓ છે, તો એ વિશે તમે થોડું સમજાવો.
એક રોગના માટે અનેક કંપની અનેક પ્રકારની દવા બનાવે છે, પણ બધાને ધ્યેય એ હોય છે કે રોગ મટે. એમ નાના પંથો, નાના સંપ્રદાય જુદા જુદા પ્રકારના એના ઉપદેશો આપે છે, પણ સાચા ગુરુ અને સાચો ઉપદેશ, સાચો શાસ્ત્ર જે છે એ દરેક ધ્યેય એક જ છે, દરેક ઈશ્વરને પાસે લઈ જવા માટે મથી રહ્યા છે. મારો ધ્યાન વિશે એવું છે કે પહેલાં તમે કોણ છો એને તમે સમજો, એટલે એક આ શરીરમાં જે નિકટમાં નિકટ તમારી વસ્તુ છે એ શ્વાસ છે. શ્વાસ ચાલે છે તો તમે જીવી શકો છો, શ્વાસ નહીં ચાલે તો તમે મરી જાઓ છો. એટલે શ્વાસ પર તમે મન એકાગ્ર કરો તો એમ કરતાં કરતાં ધીમે 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 મન શાંતિ થતી જશે મનમાં, અને હૃદયના ઊંડાણ ભાગમાં તમે ધીમે ધીમે ઉતરશો. અને એ રીત હું સમજાવું છું કે બહુ સરળ છે, અને બાળક, વૃદ્ધ, જુવાન, ગમે તે ધર્મ ન હોય, ગમે તે પુરુષ સ્ત્રી હોય, એ અભ્યાસ કરી શકે. અને અભ્યાસ કરવાથી ધીમે 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 અનુભવ થાય છે. અનુભવ થાય તો એ દરેક પ્રકારના કન્ફ્યુઝન હોય એને મેળે મટી જાય છે. કારણ કે એક સ્વીટ છે એને ખાવા આપીએ કે તમે ખાઓ તો તમને એનો સ્વાદ આવશે, એમ આ ધ્યાન કરો તો તમને અનુભવ થશે, એટલે કન્ફ્યુઝન નહીં થાય અને તમે પોતે એનો નિર્ણય કરી શકશો.
He says that just as different pharmacies are preparing different drugs for a specific cause, but the goal of all of them is the same, that is to cure the ailment. Similarly, there are different paths, but as long as they are true, they have the same goal, that is to help the person attain self-realization. A true guru, therefore, just leads the people on the right path. And the first step, according to Guruji, is that a person should learn by meditation and realize what his true nature is, understand his true identity. And the process, the technique which Guruji recommends is that your own breathing, breath being the closest to you. Without breathing, we cannot survive for a little while also. And so by concentrating on the breath, we can ultimately begin to walk towards the spiritual path. and it is a bridge connecting us, the individual souls, and God. And hence, by concentrating on the breathing, gradually we get into deeper levels and begin to have experiences, and finally we can merge back with God, our Creator.
We're speaking with Dhyan Yogi Madhu Sudan Das.
All my life I spent my time roamed this world with a restless mind. I was looking for a holy man. No open arms, no love was found. People's eyes turned to the ground, trying to find some happiness. A weary heart, I walked on blind, the name of Jesus on my mind. Then I saw a holy man who had tasted, who had made his own the Lord. Short years with the holy man, he spoke of ways to a peaceful land. Remember, child, the earth belongs to all. It's the Lord. You soon pass away, so
speaking with Dhyan Yogi Madhu Sudan Das, and our translator is Deepak Patak. There was something else, Guruji, that you wanted to say with respect to meditation.
मारे एम क्या आना चाहिए आज योग में मार्ग बताऊं तुम जेम दवा बनाओ दवा क्रिश्चियन हो हिंदू हो मुस्लिम हो कि पर्शियन हो कमी तो हो दवा में कहीं भी दवा दर्द लग सके चाहे इधर ते स्वास हिंदू हो मुसलमान हो क्रिश्चियन कमी तो हो दरेक निस्वास चाले से.
He would further like to say that just as any medicine would work equally well for any person, whether he be a Christian, a Muslim, or Hindu, etc., the similar way every being, every person has to breathe, irrespective of the religion he is following.
Hindu Muslim
Similarly, the teachings of yoga, the teachings of Guruji, the meditation is for every human being. It is not for any particular group of religion. Just as breathing is universal, without air we cannot survive. Without air we cannot survive long. Similarly, the process of meditation is equally universal.
And
through this process of meditation, the very act of the process will take you back from where you came.
And man tamara shant thato jay.
You will be more peaceful, your mind will be more peaceful.
Tatam gamte desh ma hoy, pur ma hoy, paschim ma hoy, gamte dharm manta hoy, in kai leva deva nathi, tamen darak na anubhav thashe na.
And hence, if you are in any part of the world, whether in the East or in the West, whether you follow any religion, it does not have any effects. Meditation is equally universal for everyone. Just as the sun is the same everywhere, water is the same everywhere, and the air which we breathe is the same everywhere, similarly, the process of meditation, which leads to the ultimate goal of self-realization, is also the same.
And itla matna mara dhyan karyakrama Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Parsi, idaritana logo avisan lagu thaves.
And Guruji has all disciples from a lot of different religions. There are Hindus, Muslims, Christians who all meditate with him.
Koi nahi imam bandhu uthata nahi.
No one has any objections once they have the experiences. Because his teachings concern the soul, not with any particular religion. And the science of yoga includes all religions.
One of the criticisms that comes up frequently, particularly in this society which is heavily materialistically oriented, goods and services and developers of the greatest technology the world's ever seen, and there's a great deal of emphasis on material values in this society. And one of the criticisms that comes up frequently around teachings and philosophies, particularly from the East, and meditation in particular, is that it doesn't really do anything from a materialistic point of view. And there is this paradox that here in the West we've developed this great technology, and at the same time we've somehow gotten away from spiritual values. And then in the East we have developing countries that haven't developed the materialistic idea, and at the same time are greatly rich in spiritual values. And it seems that there's this paradox, and there needs to be a bridge. And I'm wondering if, Guruji, you have some comment on how this bridge will come to pass, or whether you see that a bridge is even necessary.
એક બાજુ અમેરિકા જેવો દેશ છે જેમાં આધ્યાત્મિક પ્રગતિ કાંઈ જ નથી, કે લોકો બધા મટીરિયલિસ્ટિક ચીજોમાં પડી ગયા છે, ને બીજી બાજુ બીજા દેશો છે આપણી તરફના જ્યાં આધ્યાત્મિક જ્ઞાન ભરપૂર છે પણ આવી રીતે આગળ વધ્યા નથી ટેકનોલોજીમાં. તો એ બે એકદમ અંતિમ જુદી જુદા જુદા છેડાએ છે, તો એ બેની વચ્ચે કાંઈ પુલ જેવું બંધાય એવું તમને લાગે છે કે એનું શું છે? પછી
એ જ મારો ધ્યેય છે, કારણ કે મટીરિયલિસ્ટ ગમે એટલો હોય એને મરી જવાનો છે, અને આધ્યાત્મિક તરફમાં એને પણ મરી જવાનો છે. સંસારમાં દરેકને મરી જવાનો જ છે, પણ શાંતિમય જીવન જીવવું એક મોટી વસ્તુ છે. અહીંના લોકો જે ભૌતિકવાદમાં એકદમ ઉન્નતિ કરી ગયા છે, પણ છતાંય મન અશાંત છે, અને કયા વખતે એકબીજાની સાથે અવિશ્વાસ, એકબીજા સાથે ઈર્ષા, એકબીજા સાથે નિયમ ભંગના કાયદા કરતા હોય છે, કારણ કે અંદર શાંતિ નથી. અંદરની શાંતિ મળે અને આ ભૌતિકવાદમાં પણ ઉન્નતિ થાય, એ બે એક કરવાનો મારો ઈરાદો છે, અને એ તારે જ થાય જ્યારે લોકો ધ્યાનમાં ઉતરે.
He says that the people in the West as well as the people in the East are all going to die someday, and that needs to be realized. And through the process of meditation, and it is only through the process of meditation that a bridge can be formed between these two extremes. The people back there need to develop more technologically, as well as the people back here, although so much technologically advanced, they have not yet attained the inner peace which man really needs. And it is only through meditation everywhere in the world that everyone will be able to achieve this inner peace. And that is the true value of life itself, if we are living in a peaceful, happy state within ourselves. And Guruji says it is his goal that through his teachings, through meditation, these problems can be solved, and once people begin to realize the peace within themselves, then all of the problems can be removed.
Okay. අධ්‍යාත්මික ඥාන වගරන අයන ස්ථಿತಿ unbalanced છે અને භෞතික වාද වගරන ඉෂ්ණ ස්ථಿತಿ unbalanced છે તો બંને પ્રકારની પ્રગતિ થાય એક બાજુ આધ્યાત્મિક જ્ઞાન વધતું જાય અને એક બાજુ ભૌતિક વાત વધતું જાય એ બે તરફ ઉન્નતિ થતી હોય તો એ બેલેન્સ સમાન રહેશે લોકો દુઃખ નહીં થાય એકબીજા પ્રત્યે વિશ્વાસ નહીં થાય લવણ મન નહીં થાય અને બધાને શાંતિ આખા દુનિયામાં ફેલી જશે
At present, there is a state of imbalance in the Western world, the high technological advances with the lack of the spiritual side, and on the Eastern front, the lack of technological advances but a lot of spiritual gains. And so both, there needs to be a gain in both the fields, that is, the East should advance more technologically and the Western side should have more advance in the spiritual, on the spiritual field. And when this is achieved, then people will forget the enmity between them. They will have the true feeling of love and brotherhood amongst them. And that is Guruji's chief goal through meditation, to bring about that sense of equality.
One of the things that you do, Guruji, is initiate people in what's called Shaktipat. And this, again, is a term that's been bandied about by many, many people, and I think is much misunderstood. And perhaps you can describe in briefly what Shaktipat is.
એજ કે તમારો શક્તિપાતનો માર્ગ છે અને અહીંયા ઘણા લોકો એને માટે સારી વાતો નથી કરતા તો એ ગેરસમજ છે એક પ્રકારની તો એ માટે તમે ટૂંકમાં થોડું સમજાવો શક્તિપાત શું છે
દરેક માણસના અંદર દિવ્ય શક્તિ રહેલી હોય છે બસ શક્તિ બે પ્રકારની હોય છે એક કોસ્મિક અને પર્સનલ પછી
there is energy in two forms one is the cosmic state present all in the universe and the other is present within each individual
manush shari ratna thai gaya baad ye aapko shari banaya baad ye shakti shari ma sutri padi hoy chhe
after the creation of the human body this energy goes in the dormant state
tan jahan di sutri ho ta de manush agnanta ek jane prati dvesh rag ane moh e budo vatto chale chhe ne pote kon chhe pote bhuli gayo hoy chhe
As long as this energy is in a dormant state, the person is just leading a normal worldly life. He is unaware of his true identity.
પણ કોઈ પ્રકારથી એને પરિણ જાગૃત કરવામાં આવે તો એ પોતે ખરો કોણ છે એ સમજે અને દુનિયામાં સમાનતાનો ભાવ એને ઉત્પન્ન થાય આખા સંસારમાં બધે એક જ છે એવું ભાન થાય
But if by some means this energy is awakened, then the person can begin to realize his true nature and he begins to develop the feeling that all men are equal
ine jagadana ghar rahta hoche atyant bhagwan ni bhakti karva the jagi jaye atyant har sutpan tha to pan jagi jaye bhagwan ni kripa the jage ane guru ni kripa the jage
before you translate let's just take a brief space we're speaking with Dhyan Yogi Madhusudan Das Guruji was in the process of describing Shaktipat could you continue
એટલે કોસ્મિક શક્તિ અને પર્સનલ એમ બે ભાગ હોય છે કોસ્મિક હોય આખા સંસાર બધે વ્યાપ્ત છે અને એક ભાગ દરેક મનુષ્યમાં આવે છે અને શરીર રચના કરે છે
This divine energy which is a part of the cosmic energy goes into the formation of the human body
અને આખા શરીર બનાવી ગયા બાદ એ મૂળાધાર ચક્ર જેને કહે છે એના અંદર સૂઈ જાય છે આરંભ કરે છે
એન્ડ આફ્ટર ધ ક્રિએશન ઓફ ધ હ્યુમન બોડી ઇઝ અકમ્પ્લિશ્ડ ઇટ ગોઝ ટુ રેસ્ટ એટ ધ બેઝ ઓફ ધ સ્પાઇન ઇન અ સેન્ટર ધ ચક્ર કોલ્ડ ધ મૂળાધાર
જ્યાં સુધી ડોર્મન્ટ સ્ટેટમાં હોય ત્યાં સુધી મનુષ્યની અજ્ઞાનતામાં અને મોહ માયા લોભ ઇત્યાદિ જે સંસારિક વાસનાઓ એમાં લિપ્ત હોય છે પોતાનું ખરું જ્ઞાન નથી હોતું
એન્ડ એઝ લોંગ એઝ ઇટ ઇઝ ઇન અ ડોર્મન સ્ટેજ હી ઇઝ ઇન અ સ્ટેટ ઓફ ઇગ્નોરન્સ હી ઇઝ અંડર ધ ઇન્ફ્લુઅન્સ ઓફ ધીસ વર્લ્ડલી ઇલ્યુઝન વર્લ્ડલી માયા એન્ડ હી ફોરગેટ્સ હિઝ ટ્રુ નેચર
કોઈ પણ પ્રકારથી ફની એને જાગૃત કરવામાં આવે એ જાગી જાય તો ધીમે ધીમે ચક્રો શરીરના અંદર છ ચક્રો હોય છે એ વેધતા વેધતા સંસારમાં પહોંચે છે
But if it is awakened through any process, then it begins to climb upwards, crosses through these six chakras along the spinal column, and finally reaches the brain center. And here is where it has come back home. This is where creation began, in the brain.
And
after this energy has come to the brain center, then the person begins to realize his true nature, the purpose of birth, the purpose of life, and the equality in all men. Now this energy can be awakened by four different ways. First is through various postures, asanas. Through breathing exercises called pranayama and through meditation. Third is by the grace and devotion of God. And fourth is by the grace of the Guru.
And
a guru who has awakened his own energy can, and has perfected higher states, can thereby go to awaken the energy in other people, and the process can be compared to just as we use a matchstick to light a candle. Similarly, when the guru has the energy within himself always burning, always at light, he can light and awaken the energy in other people. Only the true yogi who has complete control over his mind, complete control over his vital air called the prana, he can go about helping other people awaken their energy. And only such people can do that. Not everyone can awaken the energy in others. And the yogi can awaken the energy in four ways. Directly by touching,
mantra bolvati,
by saying mantras,
ane drishti karvati, aankh jovati.
Third is by his sight,
ane sankalpati.
And fourth is by his own willpower.
ee char prakar te gamit prakar je prakar no sadhak ma yogyata hoy ane ee prakar thi kharo yogi hoy kundalini jagrat kare chhe.
So depending of depending on the need of the individual person, the yogi can use any technique to awaken this energy. And this process of the transferring of energy is called Shaktipat. Shakti is energy and path is transfer. So Guruji's method is to transfer this energy directly by touching the disciple, and that is Shaktipat. And once a person takes this Shaktipat, he begins to progress along the spiritual path. He has many experiences and ultimately reaches the goal of self-realization. There are other paths, other techniques which also aim at awakening this energy within the person, but the process of Shakti Path is very rapid. It is like boarding a rocket. Other paths, other techniques aim at awakening the Kundalini, but that is a long process in itself. And as long as the energy is not awakened, one cannot have any spiritual experiences. That is the principle of yoga, of meditation.
Kundalini
all the great saints at some time or another, whether they are aware of it or not, must have this energy awakened, and only after that is achieved, they are able to do great works in their lives.
We're going to continue our conversation with Dhyan Yogi Madhusudan Das in just a moment, and also we're going to be joined by two disciples of Guruji. So stay with us. We're speaking with Dhyan Yogi Madhusudan Das, and our translator is Deepak Patak. And we've been joined by Marcia Brody and Ron Ratner, both of whom are disciples of Guruji. And I thought it would be interesting to hear their story about how they came into contact with Guruji and what that experience has been for them. Perhaps we could start with you, Marcia.
Well, it was almost an accident. My coming in contact with Guruji. I'm a teacher at a junior college in California, and a friend of mine who's also a teacher was looking particularly happy one day, and I asked her what was up, and she said she'd just taken initiation with a guru. And that didn't sound like my friend. It sounded rather untypical, and she said, "You can come and see what it's like and meditate with us." And I was mostly curious. So she drew me a map, and I went to this meditation hall, and I sat there wondering what I was doing, really. I wasn't at all familiar with the tradition, or not very much at all with meditation. And I sat and watched with my eyes open the first night, thinking, well, now I know what she's doing, but it's not something I really had planned to do. So I went home and thought about it, and I don't know what drew me back, but I was very moved by the experience somehow or another. And I went back a second night, being a little bit skeptical and kind of scientifically oriented. I wanted proof that this was for real before I would get into it. And I sat there thinking, well, if he is a real guru, then he must have the ability to understand what I'm thinking and what I'm going through. And silently I asked for a sign that I would know what to do, whether I should begin meditating, take initiation. And I realized I wasn't going to believe just any sign, so I thought I'd better specify a particular one. And I can't even believe at this time that I did this, but I'm sitting in the midst of maybe 50 or 60 people, and in my head I thought, well, if you're a real guru and you're going to give me a sign of what I should do, I would like you to come over and put your hand on top of my head, and then I'd believe. And about 15 seconds later I heard a little rustling noise, and I opened my eyes and he was standing there. And he reached down, took my glasses off, and then put his hand on top of my head. And I not only had the sign that I requested, but I felt a very strong, warm energy at that time, and I went into deep meditation, not even trying to. And at that time, not only had an answer, but I experienced what meditation really was, which was for me the deciding factor. That very night afterwards, I went and talked to Guruji and told him that I was interested in initiation and in continuing to meditate.
How long ago was this?
This was 2.5 years ago.
Uh-huh. And so has anything happened to change your mind along the way, or has it just gotten deeper and richer for you?
Nothing has changed my mind. It's been an experience of tremendously rapid growth since then. Mm-hmm. And I feel fortunate that I got into something not knowing what it was. I appreciate more than ever now what meditation really is, not in terms only of the meditation experience, but in the ways that it has changed my life.
Thank you, Marcia. Ron Ratner is here with us as well, and Ron is an attorney. And Ron, I'm wondering how you first came in touch with Guruji and what that experience has been for you.
About 4 years ago, which was 2 years before I met Guruji, I had an unusual series of experiences, unprecedented in my life. You might call them psychic experiences. I was very curious as to what was happening, and I began seeking answers. I even began listening to New Dimensions at that time. And fortunately, I heard that there were other beings in the world who were having similar unusual experiences.
Yes, Ram Dass once said that New Dimensions made it okay for everybody to be psychotic together.
During the course of my seeking answers, I began becoming interested in spiritual things for the first time in my life. I had had such extraordinary experiences, though, that I was looking for a scientific explanation, and ultimately I came to a book called Kundalini, Psychosis or Transcendence, which had been written by a local medical doctor, Lee Sonella, in collaboration with a man named Yitzhak Bentov, who had a theory concerning the kundalini energy and how it manifests in beings. After reading the book, I met Dr. Sonella. I came to understand that I had apparently experienced what is known as a spontaneous awakening of the kundalini energy, but that this could be rather dangerous and difficult unless there was some way of guiding and controlling the energy. Dr. Sonella suggested that the best way in which this could be accomplished would be through an authentic, real guru. He had himself taken initiation from Guruji, and I came to a meditation. Before coming to the meditation, I saw a circular or a poster with a picture of Guruji, and I was immediately drawn to him. When I came to the meditation, I was also drawn to him. I experienced something unusual then. During my period of unusual experiences, I had begun seeing auras for a couple of years, but not until that night, the first night of meditating with Guruji, had I ever seen a silver blue aura of the nature that was being emitted from this being. During the course of that week of meditations, I continued to be drawn to Guruji, and one night at home I had a clear vision of him after I returned to a meditation, from a meditation, and I decided to take initiation that week.
How was your experience? Because I know that prior to this, this is not something that you would have thought yourself to be doing a few years before you had those experiences. And I'm wondering how this experience that you've been going through the last couple of years has affected your profession and your workaday world.
I find that I'm ever more interested in living my life each day according to spiritual precepts, which are the message, which are consistent with Guruji's teachings.
And God knows we need more lawyers to do that, Ron.
Well, as you say, God knows that. I'm just doing what is following my heart each day in my practice, and I've been as effective or perhaps more effective in doing my work since I have been following the spiritual path as ever before. Love is very powerful. Truth is very powerful.
It kind of leads me to my next question of Guruji, and I wanted to ask you, Guruji, is a spiritual teacher necessary for one to develop as a spiritual being, or can one get along without having a physical teacher in the flesh?
I think that the spiritual path of the Guru is necessary in the physical body, that it can be
સંગત થઈ ગયા બાદ ગુરુ હોય કે ન હોય એ પછીથી મદદ કરી શકે છે. પ્રથમ જરૂરિયાત જેમ સ્કૂલમાં જવાનું હોય છે, માસ્ટર પાસે જાઓ સ્કૂલમાં તો જ તમે શીખી શકો, અને અમુક શીખી ગયા બાદ તમે હાથે આગળ વધી શકો છો. એવી રીતે પ્રથમ અવસ્થામાં ગુરુની પાસે જવાની જરૂર હોય છે, અને પછી ધીમે ધીમે એ સ્થિતિ સાચા ગુરુ હોય તે શરીર ન હોય તો પણ માર્ગદર્શન આપે છે.
In the initial stages, it is very essential that a person have a guru in the physical form. And once these teachings have been achieved from the guru, then the person can go on and continue on his spiritual path without the physical presence of the guru. If the Guru is true and if the teachings have been correct, then an astral bond is formed, as is formed during the process of Shaktipat, so that once the person is initiated, then the astral self of the Guru is constantly aiding the disciple to fulfill his path. And in such a case, even if the Guru leaves his body, the astral self of the body is then constantly aiding the disciple. It is just like going to school. In the initial stages, we have to go to school and learn, but once we have learned a few things, we can go on to learn some more things on our very own. But in the initial stages, it is very important that we have a physical teacher.
ઉગી ગયા બાદ મૃત થઈ ગયા બાદ પછી જરૂર નથી હોતી પછી એને બધા કરે છે એવી રીતે પ્રથમ કરવું જરૂર હોય છે.
Just as when you plant a seed, in the initial stages you have to take great care of it, you have to water it properly, you have to add fertilizers if it is needed, but once the tree has grown and the fruit is being given out, then the tree does not need that much care. Similarly, in the initial stages, the physical presence of the Guru is very, very essential and helpful. But once the disciple has reached a certain level, then the physical need of the Guru is no longer necessary. Just as a seed lying on the table is of no use, but if it is put in the ground, then it will finally bear fruit. Similarly, the need of the Guru is very critical in the initial stages.
Thank you, Guruji. I'd like to, and we have a couple minutes left, I'd like to have Guruji do some chanting, because that's something that's an integral part of your work, I know. So perhaps we could do that now.
Thoru chanting karo, and it is, if you want to get some benefit out of this, it is recommended that you close your eyes and just watch your breathing as Guruji chants.
Okay. પદાક્રમો પનિષદૈર ગાયંતિયં સામગા તદ્ગતિ ન મનસા પશ્યંતિયં યોગિનો યસ્યાંતં ન વિદો સુરાસુરગણા દેવાય તસ્મૈ નમઃ. નાન્યા સ્પૃહા રઘુ
Our guest has been Dhyan Yogi Madhusudan Das. If you'd like more information about the work of Guruji, you can write to Nancy Lee, 740 Tallyho Court, Clayton, California. The zip code is 94517. That address again, 740 Tallyho Court, Clayton, California, 94517, for information about the work of Dhyan Yogi Madhusudan Das. We've been talking with Guruji, we've been talking with Ron Ratner and Marcia Brody. I want to thank you both for joining us. Our translator has been Deepak Patak. My name is Michael Toms, and I'm wishing you well.
New Dimensions is produced by the New Dimensions Foundation of San Francisco. If you'd like to receive cassette tapes of this or other New Dimensions Foundation programs, if you'd like to receive a radio calendar describing future programs, or if you have any questions or comments, please write to us at New Dimensions Foundation, Department K, 267 States Street, San Francisco, California, 94114. Or call us during normal business hours at 415-621-1126. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful week.